Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Praskatya Desatarane. So, this retreat, I must say, in many ways has been quite strenuous for me, trying to keep ahead of the deadlines of the classes in the evenings and trying to internally pray and understand what I was meant to be presenting. It was quite a challenge because generally I think most of us, we kind of do what we just feel like. And sometimes when you want to do something that's very carefully done, it takes a lot more intellectual effort. So I came with a desire to share with you something that was really actually personally my own meditation that was made very vivid to me that afternoon at Krishna Kund in Barshana, looking up at the tree and looking down into the water and seeing the rippling reflection, and then thoughtfully seeing the vibrancy and three-dimensional nature of the tree with birds and so forth, and also seeing how easy it was to disturb the waters and almost completely sort of damage the authenticity of that reflected image. So I wanted to share with you my desire to personally continue on the work of transferring from the bottom of the reflection up to the reality or the real tree. Yet, of course, I feel quite unqualified to speak in front of so many devotees who are much more serious in their practices than I am. When Urmila was talking about the big devotees and she pointed over this way, I understood that she didn't see me, she was pointing to the men. So, because I never can even imagine myself as a big devotee. I can certainly admit that I'm an old devotee, you can see. But big is another thing, because big means that all your practices have developed to such a degree that you're very, very strong and capable of helping so many others. I know that's not my case, but I do know that I want to share this, and I also want to actually one day be able to do this transfer. Now, there was one time in 1986, something happened to me that was extremely profound, and to this day I still remember it. It was the first Braj Mandal Parikrama. And we had visited most of the Vrindavan forests when one of the organizers of the parikrama spoke to Loganath Maharaj, who was the main organizer, and suggested that we had left a couple of forests out. So they quickly changed the plan, and they suggested that all us Western parikramis, who had never done such a thing before, should cross the Jamuna River, holding our dhotis and saris up to as high as possible, because it was cool to cold weather, it was cold Jamuna water, and it was quite deep, and we had to walk across the Jamuna to Bandirvan. And then, you were there? And then we had to all walk back. And then, by that time, it was getting dark. And Maharaj must remember very clearly, because it was so dark and we didn't really know where we were. It was a very, very profound experience for me. There were so many elements of that adventure that were very deeply moving. But the one I wish to share with you was that we were walking in the dark. If you can picture this, on one side, if you look down, you could see the sparkling Jamuna waters. And on the other side, you could just see dark. You didn't know what was there. Nobody seemed to know where we were, what we were doing, except that on that side, after a large drop, was the Jamuna. So we were walking along this ridge beside, later we found out these were agricultural fields. And so every now and again, somebody who stepped a little to the left would find themselves up to their ankles in mud because of the way they irrigate the fields. And of course, nobody was foolish enough to step to the right because they could see what would happen. And along this path, and you can imagine this is the edge of the field, so some parts it's very wide, and some parts it gets very thin, and so forth. And as you see here, some parts there's thorns, some parts there are even thistles. And we're walking in the dark, line one after another, and all I found myself doing was watching the feet in front of me. Nothing else had any meaning to me except to look at those feet. And it was so precarious that if those feet, if that person moved slightly and went, oh, don't move there, keep moving. Now you might step on a thorn or a thistle doing the opposite step to what they had just done, but don't do what they did because that ended up in a thorny patch. So you keep a little away from that and try to keep going. And suddenly in the dark, as we were walking along, it suddenly occurred to me, this is like Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is dark, and on either side it's precarious, and we're not really sure exactly where we are. And not only that, all we have for our association is those who are walking with us. And it didn't matter if the person in front of me was a so-called big devotee, there were sannyasis there. It didn't matter who they were. All I had to do was keep my eyes on their feet. And some kindly devotees, they had a light, and they would swing the light backwards and forwards. And even that was insufficient. Because when the light was there, it would illuminate something, but the very next minute the light was gone because they were swinging it to try to help us along the journey. So the only thing left was the feet. Look at those feet. Concentrate on those feet. And walk quickly because somebody behind is concentrating on your feet. So I think this is very much the theme of what I would like to share, that we should make our way back there to the place of reality, to the place that we're longing to actually be. And we should try to do two things. Concentrate on those who happen to be ahead of us, whether they're big devotees, little devotees, or whatever, and be a good example for the people who are walking behind us, who also need somebody's feet to concentrate upon. So I would like to say thank you to all the devotees, as everyone else has expressed, for your interest, your attendance, and your enthusiasm, because it's definitely true that when one is trying to prepare to speak, so much of one's confidence comes from the response that comes from those who are hearers. If they're yawning and falling asleep, you begin to wonder whether you've actually been able to convey the subject that you're hoping to share with them. So thank you for your patience, and I hope that those who come often will come again, and those that don't come so often will start coming again, and that we will meet each other again here by the side of Giriraj, so that we continue on with our journey onwards and upwards beyond this Kali realm. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
What a nice